In November and December, there are scores of food drives to help food banks like the Northwest Arkansas Food Bank. Traditionally, though, collections and donations drop off after the holidays, even if the need for the food bank services don't. This year, the Northwest Arkansas Food Bank is trying to combat that phenomenon with reminders at many grocery stores connected to that big football game next weekend. And a national promotion could mean a large financial boost as well.
Yesterday, Melissa Vest, the Director of Development at the Northwest Arkansas Food Bank, came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio to talk about the winter efforts for the facility located in Bethel Heights.
I began the conversation by asking her about the common drop-off in donations in the first months of a new year.
We definitely see that during the early winter months, January and February, because people just aren't thinking about hunger as much. You think about it at Thanksgiving and Christmas because you're gathering around with your family to eat meals, and so it's kind of on your mind. But definitely right now is a lot slower for most food banks. But
it's not slower for hunger.
Right, exactly. People are hungry all year round. We actually see a lot of times that people don't think to necessarily donate throughout the year, but that even in the summer when kids are out of school, that's one of the times when we really need the help because those kids aren't receiving the school lunches. So hunger's there all year round, definitely.
I know that a statistic I have seen is that approximately 1 in 5 people in what's considered the Northwest Arkansas region experience hunger issues.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We actually have pretty high rates of hunger here in Northwest Arkansas. And the state of Arkansas as a whole is one of the highest rates of food insecurity in the nation. So Northwest Arkansas, Benton, and Washington counties have some of the highest rates of food insecurity in the whole state.
And not just highest numbers because we have population, but one of the highest percentages.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep, you're right. 1 in 5, that's where they're at right now when they've done the studies, is that it's 1 in 5 people face food insecurity every week here.
You have a couple of things happening right now to keep the profile of the food bank and keep people thinking about the need in this area. One is in conjunction with the Super Bowl. A lot of people going into stores and buying snacks for their Super Bowl parties.
Yes, we actually thought of that this year as something to maybe start annually because it's a time for us, like you said, when people aren't necessarily donating as much, but they've shown that the Super Bowl is actually the second-ranked holiday for eating next to Thanksgiving. So we're all consuming a lot of food, but we're not necessarily donating at the same time. So we've placed bins at all of the Walmart supercenters and neighborhood markets in all of Northwest Arkansas so people can go in, get their Super Bowl party food, and maybe purchase something else for someone in need and drop it in those bins.
Do you see the bins as you walk in?
Yes.
So you're thinking about it as soon as you're going down the aisles?
Yes. And all those bins are right up front, and they have a sign on them that says the Tackle Hunger Super Bowl food drive. So people can walk in, see it, and it'll be on their minds, hopefully.
Non-perishables?
Yes, sir. Anything that you can think of that people would need, like canned soup, canned vegetables, cereal, boxed meals, all of those are in high demand.
Are you thinking about the excuse me? Are you thinking about the paper goods as well?
We actually do take paper goods at the food bank. If you're making a personal donation, we also take frozen food and produce as well. But as for these bins, non-perishable is perfect.
Also right now, a chance to – there's this voting situation going on. It's a collaboration with the head basketball coach at the University of Arkansas, Mike Anderson. It could mean $100,000?
Yeah.
How does this work?
Yeah, it's called the ESPN Infinity Coaches Challenge. And basically, all people have to do is go to the website, which is www.espn.com/infinity, and you just vote for Coach Anderson on there. You can vote every single day for the next 6 weeks, and the coach with the most votes wins, and that coach gets to give $100,000 to the charity of his choice or her choice, and Coach Anderson has chosen us this year. So we're really honored and excited, and we'd love to have people go online and help out and vote.
What would $100,000 mean?
Oh, gosh. $100,000 would go so far at the food bank. We at the Northwest Arkansas Food Bank can provide 5 meals for every dollar that's donated. So
half a million meals?
Yes, that would be 500,000 meals for people in Northwest Arkansas. And actually, that means so much because our service count goes up every single year, and we're at over 450,000 as our service count because we work with over 170 different agencies in the area to distribute that food, and the need just keeps going up. So 500,000 meals would definitely go a long way.
So about 450,000 annually services. So you're talking about a year's worth.
Yep.
If you take in growth over the next couple of years, but that would be...
It would definitely go a long way. We spend about, it'd be a portion of what we spend on food every year. We spend close to $500,000 on food purchase a year. So that service count is individual. So if you're talking meals per individual, then the $100,000 would go a long way to that food purchase every year.
All people have to do is go to that website and just click on something?
Yes. You basically just click on the website, go to the South region, and then Coach Anderson's listed first. So just click
because
next
they're alphabetical.
To, yes.
There you go.
And click next to his name, and it just takes you right through the steps to vote, and you can go on every single day. Makes it real easy.
Do you get any kind of update or standings to know how you're doing?
Yes, it's really cool. Right below it, they put the percentage that he's ranked next to all the other coaches. So you can kind of see in real time how we're doing. So we definitely have a ways to go, and we're excited. We hope that people start really getting involved in voting online. So
okay, well, can we put a link on OzarksAtLarge.com to this interview?
That would be wonderful.
Excuse me, Ken. Now, if people, if they're not buying Super Bowl food this week and they voted, what else can they can make donations, financial or otherwise, at the food bank as well?
Yes, you can go onto our website, which is nwafoodbank.org, and right on the front page is a donate button, and you can donate online that way, or you can mail a check into the food bank, or you can come by and make a donation as well. You can drop off food or monetary donations. And then also, just to mention, on our website, the homepage has a link to the ESPN voting too, so you can go on there if you need the link too.
One stop.
One stop shop.
Melissa, thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Melissa Vest is the Director of Development at the Northwest Arkansas Food Bank.